Silent Words,
Riccardo,
Ludovica
e Virginia.
Today we will read our interpretation of the silent book, The Pool,
written by Yeon Lee and published by Orecchio Acerbo.
The Pool. One hot sunny summer day, a child named Giovanni went to the pool. Suddenly, a crowd of people arrived and they all jumped into the cold blue water.
Splash!
People started shouting, "Take that!" shooting each other with a water gun. "Be careful!" screamed a mom while she tried to put her child in a lifesaver shaped like a donut. "This crowd is annoying and it's too hot," said Giovanni. And with that, he decided to jump in the pool. He swam and swam, going deeper and deeper while the noise of the people's voices got farther and farther away, until at the bottom of the pool, Giovanni met a girl named Veronica. The two children could speak to each other in the water and they could understand each other. It was a magic. Giovanni said, "Hey, how are you? Do you want to play with me?" She said yes, and they began to descend into the abyss. All of a sudden, the boy hid inside a small underwater volcano. Veronica started to search for him. The children started to play hide and seek together with some blue polka-dotted water monsters. All of a sudden, Veronica looked up and said,
"Be careful, here comes the sharks!"
With devil eyes and sharp teeth, they were scary tiger sharks.
"I want to introduce you a friend of mine,"
said Veronica, who spent a lot of time at the pool and loved to swim in liberty in search for new adventures and fantastic animals. Suddenly, the two children found themselves in front of a gigantic
yeti whale. It has fuzzy snow-white fur, rounded teeth, big sea blue eyes. The whale, the last of his species that was almost extinct,
smiled happily at the girl because she finally came with a boy in flesh and bones, just like her. Giovanni and Veronica started heading towards the surface. Just as they got back to the surface, the swimming pool began to empty. Everyone started to head home.
"No, let's stay one more minute," screamed a girl that was still in half the water crying.
"Come on, Dad," begged a boy that hadn't finished playing with his friend. Giovanni and Veronica got out of the pool feeling happy. "What a beautiful swim," they said brightly to each other and said goodbye.